Today's win went to Emirates Team New Zealand over Luna Rossa Challenge by just 8 seconds. Emirates Team New Zealand leads the series by 1-0. Well, nobody knew quite what was going to happen today, other than a race between two supremely well-organized teams. There was a short delay to the start, and the wind shift that moved to the right a little bit kept going round to the right for most of the rest of the day. It looked as if the Kiwis wanted the right-hand side of the course, and it looked as if Luna Rossa was happy to have the left, but with a tight leeward position. The first beat saw a short starboard tack section before the Kiwis moved away to the right, and Luna Rossa set up on their hip, and then the pair sailed all the way out to the right-hand side, or almost all the way, before the Kiwis found what they were looking for and tacked first into a small lead from which they managed to stay ahead, even though it was extremely close the whole way around. Nothing came for Luna Rossa, or so it seemed. We'll hear about more about that now. They kept it close, rounding the first mark with just a 12-second deficit. The run saw the Italians come back a few seconds to 9 seconds at the bottom, and the second beat saw another move to the right for the wind and the pair and the weather mark. And in spite of having been on the outside of a 20-degree shift all the way around, Luna Rossa showed great sticking power. One race sailed, one wind down, Torben Grail, tactician, Luna Rossa Challenge. Certainly one of the closest races we've seen, but there was no way back for you from the right-hand to the right-hand side of the course. Tell us about the 10 minutes leading up to the start and your assessment of the first beat.
Well, we had not a normal situation in the synoptic side today, so we expect that things were not going to be as normal as usual. But I think we were starting on the lefty, and if we had a split, we wanted the right. A tight leeward was a good start as well, and we got that. We're quite happy out of the line with that start, and it just went further right than we expected, and the pressure was also better on the right, so that made us lose a little bit on the port, long port to the right side. And when we came back on starboard, we gained a little bit back, and just close to the top mark, they sheer off with a big extra righty and more pressure, which was quite painful for us. That's basically the story of the first beat for us.
That just before they tacked up in the corner, what were the options that were available to you when they got that right hander just at the end of the first beat?
I wouldn't answer that at all.
Well, it's just a question of timing. You know? If that righty was just a little more away, they were gonna start getting nervous on that corner as well. You know, so I think it's one of the things that can go either way as well. If they were forced to come a little earlier, or was not the same wind direction they came, it could have been a different story. So I think they were patient enough to wait for it, but it could have gone different as well.
It's been a while since you've sailed Emirates Team New Zealand all the way back in the round robins. Were you sailing against a boat you knew well today, or was that a different beast you saw out there?
No, I think it was not very different from the races we have done them with them in the past. So I think it's always tough racing, and I haven't sailed so long ago on the other axe because I wasn't here. But since I was back on the team, we always had tough races with them.
Andrew Taylor, grinder of Luna Rossa. 7 years ago, you were on board Team New Zealand racing Luna Rossa in the America's Cup match. Psychologically, how different is it sailing on the Italian boat compared when you're sailing against friends of yours like Tony Ray?
Yeah, well, that's right. Tony and me sailed on KZ7 together back in 1986, so he is looking pretty grey. I'll try over there. I guess I'm a bit grey myself, but yeah, I've got some fond memories of sailing against my buddies, and today was the case. And it's just I'm doing the job for Luna Rossa, and I'm enjoying the team that I sail for. But on the other hand, respect the opposition, having sailed with a lot of the guys on Emirates Team New Zealand, and so I knew today heading out that it was going to be a battle, and it certainly was, and they sailed well to stay in front and had the favoured right-hand side, and we just couldn't get around them.
Ray Davis, strategist, Emirates Team New Zealand. Were you surprised to see Lunarosa let you have the right-hand side in the pre-start like that?
No, not really. There wasn't much in the course when we were looking up and coming out with our pre-start plan. It looked very steady and just lots of very small shifts. So at times it was looking like that would have been the best starting plan, and at times the right looked good. And we were fortunate that we got what we wanted, but we didn't really have much of a weighting on it. And, you know, we were fortunate enough once we tacked over that we had a little more pressure to leeward and made the initial gain there.
Tell us about the long port tack that you saw. I mean, was that is it pretty much how Torben said it? Your boats, from what we could see, the advantage line was swinging from one to the other. It seemed to be nothing in boat speed difference. It was all about the wind.
Yeah, there's nothing much in it for wind. We had a little bit of an advantage, but the shifts were short and sharp and coming and going a lot, and I'm sure that would have come up on the Virtual Spectator, where the gains were coming and going, and fortunate for us, the last one went our way and we were able to tack across, and it was hard for Lunarosa to go beyond us because there wasn't much ley line left. They tacked to leeward, and like Torben was saying, they were making gains to leeward, and we sheared off with a little right-hander and pressure at the top mark, which was a nice little buffer for us for the first run.
Were there any points around the track, or was the whole way around, where you felt particularly worried? Was there any particular time that was the most dangerous for you after the start, of course?
Oh, it was pretty dangerous most of the way around. I don't think there's any point where we felt comfortable. We had to defend pretty hard, and we took quite a loss up the second beat with a very narrow lead at the top, and then certainly down the last run with Prada in a pretty strong position behind us. It was sort of nervous moments there where they could have got some breeze that we couldn't have done anything about, and that's when you get nervous when it's out of your control. But, you know, fortunate for us again, we were able to just hold pressure in front of them and on that right-hand side, and managed to just keep our ear behind them into the finish. So, yeah, there's no moments when we were feeling very comfortable at all.
That last jibe on the last run for the which looked like it was a almost a ley line, or maybe it was a ley line for the finish line. Was that a risky one to predict that far out?
Oh yeah, but we felt that we were happy with that side, and also we didn't want to go early and have Lunarosa jibe on our air also. So yeah, it's always a trade-off, and we felt that there was always a bit more on the ley line, and had the breeze gone to 125, then they would have beaten us. Yeah, when the boats are that close together, it can come and go either way, and we just had to back ourselves and back what Bichot was seeing up the mast.
Tony Ray, you do the runners on Emirates Team New Zealand. First day of the Louis Vuitton Cup for you. You've been there before. But before the race started, how was the mood on board the boat? I mean, you've been in these kind of situations before, and how has that changed now after the first race?
Oh, I guess the mood was, you know, everyone's really keen to get into it because it's you know, it's been this build up, and obviously it's a big regatta, and we know that every race we're going to go out there and race Lunarosa, it's going to be close, and as you can see today, that's how it is going to be. So yeah, they've made it a little bit hard just before the start with the breeze sort of, you know, pretty well in when we left shore and headed out there. So it was just a matter of sort of making the call on sails, and then it was a little bit of a scramble with the breeze starting to drop a little bit when we had that postponement. Yeah, once we were settled down on that, we were away. But I think just the first race in any series like that, everyone's a little bit on edge. But like I said, the tier after, it's a bit like your first beer, you know, once you get that first one down, you second one's a lot easier, isn't it?
Right, well, on that note, we'll go to the floor for some more questions along that line.